The Gospel reading for the sixth Sunday after Epiphany is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus exhorts his followers to embrace standards of righteousness that exceed legal requirements and traditional expectations. Jesus said to the disciples, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' and 'Whoever murders shall be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.' But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This last week I went to Hallmark to get a Valentine card to send to my daughter, and as usual it takes me a long time to find just the right card. In fact, this year I found myself getting two cards, one more humorous, one more serious. But I was successful. Looking through the cards, though, I found that some cards today are really interesting. One of the Valentine cards available this year went like this: "For Valentine's this year, I'm giving you a philosophical card." And you open it up, and it says inside, "Cervantes said, 'To do is to be.' Descartes said, 'To be is to do.' Sinatra said, 'Doobie doobie doo.'" I thought that was a great card. A couple of schools of thought going on there. To do is to be is to do. Doobie doobie doo, I love you. Let's look at those for a minute. To do is to be. In other words, our actions define who we are in the world. We are known in the world, our identity in the world is based upon what we do in the world. That's a good school of thought, I think. Cervantes is right on the money. But then Descartes says to be is to do. In other words, your identity is based on not what you do, but who you are. And you know, at times that makes sense too. So maybe Descartes is right. But I think the best part of the card was the ending. The Sinatra part that was meant to be humorous. Sinatra says, "Dooby dooby doo, I love you." Seems dooby dooby doo is how love works in the world. Love works in the world based on who we are. And who are we? You and I, in our scripture today, are identified as children of God, children of the light, bearing witness to the love of Christ. That's our identity. That's who we are in this world. Remember last week, we were given identity as being salt and light. And this week, we're honed in again on that. Given our identity, we are unique in the world because God uses us, claims us as his child. This morning, Violet June was claimed as a child of God. And at the end of her baptism, we again heard, "I am the light of the world. Whoever is in my light has eternal life." Today, Violet was grafted into that light and lifted up. It's who she is. It's her identity. Just like us. But then there's that other part of it. It's not just who we are in the world, it's what we do in the world. Love only works in a dooby-dooby-doo arrangement where we don't just pay lip service to God. "Yes, God, I'll do that when I get some time. Yes, God, I'll look at doing some work for you when I finally get around to it." That's how it always is as people. It's easy for us to be, but it's tough for us to do. And today, Jesus is going through those schools of thought. You have heard it said. But I say to you, Jesus today is redefining how we act as children of light. And Paul picks up on that in our second reading today. You are God's field, you are God's building. In other words, you and I are to go out and plant. Plant hope, plant love, plant compassion. And then we are also to build up. Plant and build, that is what we are called to do. And so today we thank God for giving us that identity and for calling us to a new way of living where we say not only to God, but to one another, do be, do be, do. Use me. I love you. Thanks be to God. Amen.